I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network, and my colleague John Tamney is here. He is now the author, John Tamney, yet again, of a new book. The New Coronavirus Expert Opinion is the subtitle. The major title is When Politicians Panicked, and we go back to the spring of 2020. John takes us there because decisions were made by the national leadership, that would be Mr. Trump's administration, and by the state leaderships, the governors, most notably Andrew Cuomo of New York and Gavin Newsom of California, but other governors participated to degrees, to close down the economy. And John, I mentioned, because it hadn't happened yet when you were writing your book, but here it is. Baseball season. Yes, John, you're a big sports fan, although you know things about football and basketball I'll never be able to read. I do know baseball a little bit, and the joy of the springtime, John, with people celebrating again the baseball contests on the beautiful green fields. I mention that because we're told in Texas, large crowds are turning up for baseball games, cheering away, near capacity crowds. John, what happened to the virus? Has Texas discovered something that you can make people go about their lives and they'll take care of themselves and they don't need to be locked up in their homes? Have we made a breakthrough, John?
Yeah, it turns out we have. It turns out that people don't need to be forced to avoid behavior that might result in sickness or in rare instances, death. And so people are going to baseball games in Arlington, Texas. They're required while there. Who knows if it works or not, to wear masks. People are taking precautions on their own. They like to be around other people. They would take these precautions with or without force, and we know that once again from Texas. People are going to the games, but they're acting differently to reflect this new reality.
And that is in major league contrast with what happened in the spring of 2020. I don't want you to summarize the whole book, but John, the decisions that are now being made by the governors, could they have been made a year ago with different results? Would we be struggling with the recovery now if those same governors had said, take care of yourselves, we trust you?
Oh, unquestionably, that's what they should have done a year ago and could have done, because what we know, and it's documented in the book, is that the states that locked down last, you know, the red states that don't believe in science, it was in those states where the people themselves started to adjust their lifestyles accordingly the quickest. They stopped going to restaurants as much. They avoided crowds more. They got masks. Going overseas to Germany, masks were sold out before any lockdown orders were put in place. People don't need a law to avoid sickness. We know this from pre-coronavirus, the way we knew people who had never touched door handles or who were constantly washing their hands and avoiding big crowds. People know how to take precautions on their own. And had they left it to the states like that, it would have been and allowed people just to adjust their lives, we could have avoided all sorts of heartache.
The Trump administration moved at the end of January to stop flights coming, certain flights coming in from China. The Trump administration then went along with the idea that the states were going to make decisions for their own voters, their own constituents. But everything coming out of the Trump administration supported those decisions of lockdowns. If we go back a year, John, what do you say to Donald Trump, who very much was enjoying the best economy in 50 or 60 or 100 years? What do you say to him on that day where he had to make a decision, John?
Well, I would have said, Mr. President, be Donald Trump. Do not divert from who you are, because if Donald Trump had stayed Donald Trump, I think he would have stated the obvious, that the last thing you'd ever do to fight a virus is to institute economic desperation. And so the Trump, I imagine, going back to that time, was one who went on national TV and said, any state that chooses to lock down, that chooses economic desperation, is going to have a very frequent visitor after that's begun. It will be me. I will campaign vigorously against any governor so abjectly foolish as to wreck businesses and jobs to fight a virus. If he does this, he very quickly gives red state governors the cover to avoid what was suicide and that achieved much less than nothing. He probably gives Democratic governors, at least a few, the cover to do this. And he certainly gives world leaders the cover to say, look, I will take all the body blows if you avoid what's stupid. Because what the United States does has such an influence on the rest of the world. If he does this, he wins politically, certainly economically, and he's certainly still president of the United States.
The puzzle, John, here at the close is that Europe is still closed. Isn't that fabulous, John? They're still closed. The United Kingdom is reopening. We're open. And I spoke to Europe. I spoke to my counselors from Europe. And I asked, do the European media, do they point to the U.S. and go, what have they got that we don't have? They don't, John. They just ignore us. They ignore the fact that something about them says the Americans are not something we can learn from. Isn't that fabulous, John, that they're blind to our success a year later?
It's fabulous and fascinating, and it makes you wonder how they can survive this going forward without huge body blows. And let's just, what a shame that we hadn't done this a year ago, because we would have probably led Europe out of this quite a bit before if we had said, oh, please, wait, economic desperation to fight a virus, that's not even remotely serious.
Yes, the major problem for all people in the world is poverty. That creates sickness. That creates death. Poverty. And that's the risk the most industrialized and developed economies on the face of the earth took a year ago in March of 2020. Here we are, March, April 2021. John Tamney's book is here to remind us where we came from. When politicians panicked, the new coronavirus expert opinion, and a tragic lapse of reason. I'm John Batchelor.